This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Chinese cities are rolling out mass testing of millions of people and imposing fresh travel restrictions as health authorities battle Sunday to contain the country's most widespread coronavirus outbreak in months. China on Sunday reported 75 new coronavirus cases with 53 local transmissions, with a cluster linked to an eastern airport now reported to have spread to over 20 cities and more than a dozen provinces. The outbreak is geographically the largest to hit China in several months after the country's successes in largely snuffing out the pandemic within its borders last year. Beijing has cut all rail, bus, and air links with areas where coronavirus cases have been found. The Chinese capital has also closed its doors to tourists during the peak summer season and is only allowing quote-unquote essential travelers with a negative nucleic acid test to enter. Many Israelis aged 60 and up received a third shot of COVID-19 vaccination on Sunday as part of a national campaign offering elderly people booster doses in an effort to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The campaign was launched on Friday with 60-year-old Israeli President Isaac Herzog, who received a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine. It will effectively turn Israel into a testing ground for a third dose before approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. On the eve of the booster rollout, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says the country has already given 2,000 immunosuppressed people a third dose with no severe adverse events. His government hopes that stepped-up inoculation efforts will help avoid further costly lockdowns. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.